Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Greg Baird here. Before I begin today's story, I want to take a moment and ask that you check me out on Patreon at www.patreon.com/CanadaEHX. There are several tiers with great benefits, from ad-free content to t-shirts and other cool stuff. And I have plenty of wonderful merch in my store, and the link is in my show notes. As well, if you're a fan of Canadian history, make sure you check out all of my shows, from John to Justin, Canadian History X, Canada, A Yearly Journey, and Pucks and Cups, along with Canada's Great War. And don't forget, you can also donate directly to the show at www.canadaehx.com. Just click donate. It helps keep this show going. Okay, on with the show.
I'm Craig Baird, and this is From John to Justin. We began the 1980s with the first premier, sort of, in the history of the Northwest Territories. Now we're finishing the decade with the fourth premier in our series. Dennis Patterson was born on December 30th, 1948 in Vancouver. He spent most of his young life living in British Columbia and Alberta and attended Grand Prairie Regional College in the late 1960s. There he served as a student association president. While in the Grand Prairie area, he also worked for the Daily Herald Tribune and the Peace River Record Gazette. At first, he was planning a career in journalism before moving on to a different path. He then went on to attend the University of Alberta and then Dalhousie University to obtain a law degree. He made the decision to move to Baffin Island in 1975 to set up a legal aid service, and he was hired over the phone. He left his executive office in Vancouver, gave up his luxury car, and moved to the Arctic. He intended to only take up temporary residence in the Northwest Territories, but ended up staying much longer than planned, he said. When I moved there, I discovered a very fascinating people with a very different way of life and new attitudes. We feel Canadians are interested in the North. They're sometimes ignorant, but still interested. Many of those who were hired before him came to the Arctic and left immediately. He said, "I came here in the spring of 1975 and quickly decided this would be a fascinating challenge for a lawyer and a fascinating place to live." There was a cultural shock for him as he arrived. He had to explain in divorce proceedings that he could not represent both spouses. He had to also learn from the elders of the community to help him solve problems the law could not resolve. Language was also a problem, but he immediately started to become fluent in Nuktukduk when he arrived. He said, "An old RCMP sergeant who had been around since the dog team days suggested I get myself a long-haired dictionary." He enrolled in a language course and fell in love with his instructor, Marie, and the two married. He said, "She has forced me to accommodate myself much faster than I might otherwise have been willing to do." In 1978, he was elected to the Legislative Assembly of the Northwest Territories. He served as the Minister of Education, the Minister of Justice, and the Minister of Municipal Affairs. He was called a hard worker who represented his constituents well. He came up as a possible choice for Premier in 1983, but he said he was not interested, but, quote, "would be amenable if there was a great deal of pressure on me. I would like to concentrate my efforts on the education ministry if I get it as well as the work being done in the Nunavut Forum. The leadership isn't really the job that I want right now." In 1987, he was chosen to become the new premier of the Northwest Territories. Upon his election, he stated he would immediately try to arrange meetings with Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and New Brunswick Premier Frank McKenna. It was his hope he could get McKenna to oppose the Meech Lake Accord. Regarding the accord, he said, "I find it ironic in a meeting where there is talk of fairness and equality and consensus that the rules are not applied to us. We're Canadians, too." Patterson stated that the accord denied territorial input into the creation of new provinces. He also wanted to push for a renewable resource economy based on fisheries and country foods. As premier, he headed up the campaign that led to the creation of Nunavut. He played a key role in the final land claim agreement that led to its creation in 1999. He spent 20 years working with many others to make it a possibility. He also campaigned over the low-level military flights conducted over the Northwest Territories, a process he called total frustration. He also criticized GST and campaigned for breaks for the Northwest Territories. He said, "I'm afraid that all our best efforts and all the reprofiled programs that we can develop to meet with these impacts will still result inevitably with the business failures, job losses, and a weakening of our economy." He also found that the Northwest Territories and Yukon premiers were finally treated as equal participants in a meeting of the Western premiers in May 1991. He said, "I think it means we're starting to be recognized as participants in the national sense." In 1991, his time as premier ended. He chose to pass the leadership on to someone else. He said, "I've been criticized for hobnobbing with first ministers instead of minding the store at home." In 1992, Patterson resigned from cabinet over an outcry from his efforts to sway assembly members during a debate on museum expansion projects in his riding. At the time, he was the Minister of Health and Social Services. He left the legislature in 1995 after he chose not to seek re-election. Patterson also served as the director of the Northwest Territories Law Foundation and as a chair of the Northwest Territories and Nunavut Legal Services Board until 2000. He also served as the chairman of the Baffin Health Region during that time. In 2001, he became a private consultant, the same year he was admitted to the Nunavut Law Society. On August 27, 2009, he was appointed to the Senate of Canada by Prime Minister Stephen Harper. He said, "It is an exciting time for Northern Canada because the government of Canada is very interested in the North." In 2022, he left the Conservative Senators Group to join the Canadian Senators Group in protest over Conservative members supporting the Freedom Convoy protests. He said, "The protests are the last straw. These are not caucuses that I'm any longer comfortable with. I've been very disappointed not to have seen a condemnation from our leadership of the continued hostage occupation of the heart of our Canadian democracy in downtown Ottawa." Today he serves as the deputy leader of the Canadian Senators Group. I hope you enjoyed that episode and our look at Dennis Patterson. Information from Senate of Canada, CBC, Wikipedia, Edmonton Journal, Grand Prairie Daily Herald Tribune, Regina Leader Post, and the Whitehorse Daily Star. If this is your first time listening and you like what you heard, please take a moment and give us a 5-star review to help other people find these amazing stories. And there are so many you can sink your teeth into. We also love hearing from you, so if you have a show topic you want me to cover, email me at craig@canadaehx.com or stop by my website and social media. I'll include all of those links in the show notes.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.